Rosetta and the Bimbo Stone. MILF to Bimbo 16. MILF Erotica. Breeding Erotica. Bimbofication Erotica. Written by Tori Westwood. Narrated by Sally Beth. Rosetta and the Bimbo Stone. MILF to Bimbo 16. Rosetta Gaynor walked along the gently lapping surf behind her boisterous cockapoo, Oscar. It was the end of another steady week of work down by the coast, and Rosetta liked to unwind and take inspiration from the ocean. She was an artist, painting the seascapes and vistas of which her English seaside county was famous for. Her lodger Stevie wasn't yet off the ground when it came to adulthood, but he was a fine artist. At 19, he was content to socialise and lounge around the house, taking Rosetta's good nature for granted. Rosetta wanted to support his talents, but currently his promise was being squandered in favour of game consoles and nights out with friends. Rosetta didn't want to push Stevie too hard. Her father had done that to her, and it had resulted in some rebellious outbursts that Rosetta wasn't particularly proud of. Since then, she'd quietened down. Now she lived a simple life by the coast and told herself that the love of her pooch Oscar was all that she needed to stay content. But women in their 40s have needs, and deep in the recesses of Rosetta's subconscious, a fiery, lusty demon was waiting to break out. All it needed was a vessel to draw from. The gods of fate were smirking down on Rosetta that day as she took her early evening stroll along the quiet beach and watched the sun slowly set on the stretching ocean. The formerly gentle breeze picked up and whipped the sand against Rosetta's bare ankles. Her summer dress blew so fiercely that it acted like a sail pushing her back. She put a hand to her sun hat and held it on her head. Oscar barked ahead, looking back at his owner. "It's okay, boy," said Rosetta. "It's just the wind." So often, moments like this are dismissed. Destiny was happy to be confused for coincidence, and in that moment, Rosetta found it incredibly coincidental that she just happened to be passing over a stretch of dry sand just as the wind blew a portion of it away to reveal the glisten of a ruby-red stone at her feet. "What's this, boy?" she asked Oscar. The sudden winds had gone as quickly as they had arrived. Oscar bounded over, wagging his tail, and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?